Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Randy Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting ninth. The second baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gettman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Washington reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Ward steals second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castano moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Rice reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Viola. Rice moves to third. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Perez reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Randy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to home to get Gaetti. Castano moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park. And Boston.